Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Minister for Health Jennifer Carroll McNeill has said this afternoon that three members of the board of Children's Health Ireland have resigned this morning, and a fourth resigned last week, as you know. It comes, as a Taoiseach said, it's absolutely critical, in his words, that there's a fundamental reform at the CHI to ensure there's a multidisciplinary approach across all areas of medicine, which is which it's responsible for. Children's Health Ireland, which runs the current children's hospitals in Dublin and will be in charge of the new children's hospital at St James's, has now been involved in a number of controversies, with the most recent concerns centering on the threshold for hip surgeries and an internal investigation which found a consultant breached guidelines by referring public patients to his own private weekend clinics. I'm joined now by Padraig Rice, who's Social Democrats TD for Cork South Central and Chair of the Health Committee, and Anthony Staines, who's Professor of Health Systems at DCU. You're both very welcome. Can I ask you, Padraig Rice, as Chair of the Health Committee, I understand you've written to the board of the CHI requesting they attend. What are you asking them? What questions do you want to ask them?
Good evening, Cormac. I think in relation to CHI now, what we have is, as you say, scandal after scandal, from the use of the unauthorised springs to the unnecessary hip surgeries, and the report this weekend about the abuse of the National Treatment Purchase Fund. So are there many questions for CHI about why all this was allowed to happen, what was the motivation behind it, and what is going to change? So I've written as the chair of the Health Committee to CHI to come before the Arts Health Committee to answer some of these pressing questions. But we also urgently need questions and answers with the Minister. There's time allocated tonight in the Dáil for statements on this, but I think it's not too late to change that to questions and answers with the Minister, because there is fundamental questions here. We also want
like
the Minister
what?
To...
Well, like what for the Minister?
What was the clinical governance here? Why did that fail? There's clear issues here about oversight around the management of CHI, about how far back some of these scandals go. We also want the Minister to publish that investigation that was reported in the Sunday Times about the National Treatment Purchase Fund. And we want to have timelines for the families. Mm-hmm. We want to know when they're going to get answers about when their children who had unnecessary surgeries are going to get the reviews that they need, whether they're going to be independent reviews, when those panels are going to be set up.
And that's being investigated, of course, at the moment. But in terms of the CHI, you're saying that there are fundamental questions now about the governance structure of the CHI, both in terms of management and clinical oversight. Is that right?
We have serious questions about CHI, and we've always had questions about CHI. What was the purpose of CHI? Why was it set up? Do we need this extra layer? Why can't these services be directly managed by the HSE like many other services?
Is that what you're calling for?
But I think that's a question we need to tease out, and we need to get an answer to, and we need to understand what is the purpose here, because there is clear issues with CHI and the governance CHI, mm-hmm, and the management and looking at those scandals. And there's more to come.
Do you know this is the new governance structure brought in ahead of the new children's hospital? But are you saying it's fit for purpose or no?
But we don't have confidence in it. And that's why we want to bring them before the Arts Committee. We want questions with the Minister. Mm-hmm. Because we want to find out what's going on here, why these scandals were allowed to happen, what was the failures in clinical governance that allowed this to happen. And I think on a bigger picture, I think all of this points to why we need universal healthcare. We need to move on with this long care reforms, deliver a public healthcare system that is fit for purpose for every citizen in Ireland.
Okay, stay with me if you can. Professor Anthony Staines, he's a Professor of Health Systems at DCU, as I say. You're very welcome, Anthony, to the programme. What do you make of that suggestion or the idea that it should be looked at now, bringing CHI directly under the HSE?
I don't think that will fix the problem. There is clearly a problem with clinical governance in CHI. There have been problems with clinical governance all across the Irish health services, and there are many reports going back 20, 30 years, all with a similar pattern. A whistleblower comes forward identifying serious concerns about something. There's an investigation. It's discovered those concerns were merited, and there is much wringing of hands. But that has to be fixed.
Yeah, but how do you fix it is the question. And one suggestion from Padraig is that we look at the idea of bringing the CHI under the auspices directly of the HSE. Why do you think that's not a good idea?
HSE already has many challenges and problems to deal with. And the board of HSE in particular is buffeted from every direction by serious problems, which is their responsibility to manage. this is going to need a tightly targeted, focused approach on dealing with the problems in Children's Hospital Ireland, bringing in effective working clinical governance, because clearly there has been a breakdown of clinical governance here. That's
not,
what we're
you're saying
at.
Not just here, but right across the health system. Is that right?
I think it's not uncommon in the health system, but this is just the latest example of a long list that goes back. You could look at somewhere like Orsa Tracta, which was intellectual disability services. You could look at the maternity service in Drogheda in the early 2000s. And you could just go on, and I have shelves of reports and folders of reports from various incidents of this type.
So
Children's Hospital Ireland has to deal with the problem they have right now.
And the problem, Pádraig Rice, right now is that there are vacancies on the board of the CHI. The minister is saying that they'll fill those vacancies, of course, and she will. What kind of expertise do you... Is it as simple as that, though, that the vacancies be filled, or do you think the reform has to happen before that?
Well, I think the minister has already moved to appoint some members of the HC board onto the CHI board, and we welcome that intervention. And I think that is a welcome development to have greater oversight and stronger governance there. Because there clearly is really serious issues and really serious concerns around the governance that allowed these repeated scandals to happen. And like, we have families contact us with really serious concerns, worried sick about their children who may have had unnecessary surgeries, and they want answers to why that happened. And this is what is the number one priority for us, is trying to get to the bottom of this, understanding what caused these scandals to happen and how do we prevent these happening again. And that is crucially important for me as a TD and as chair of the Oireachtas Health Committee.
Can this be done, Pádraig, before the new Children's Hospital opens?
The reform of CHI?
Yeah.
And I think that is a question. It's going to have to happen in a phased basis. These things can't happen all of a sudden. We need to have careful management of the reform of the health services more generally. But what we've seen with the Children's Hospital is it's been delayed again and again and again. It's one of the most botched capital projects in the history of the state. It's been a poorly managed project, doubling in cost. So there's issues around the management of the Children's Hospital as well. So there are fundamental issues across the board in our healthcare services. And that's what we're saying in the big picture. We need fundamental reform of healthcare in Ireland to deliver universal healthcare, deliver sláintecare care, and radically reform healthcare services so that everyone across Ireland gets access to good quality services free at the point of use and has a single tier service like most of the European countries have. A good model of public healthcare that's available for everybody in Ireland, that's of high quality, crucially.
Okay, Pádraig Rice, Social Democrat TD and Chair of the Oireachtas Health Committee, thank you very much indeed. I know you have to take your leave. Anthony Sains, I'll ask you, finally, I mean, you say you have reports on your shelf promising or pointing out areas where action needed to be taken. It's all about action now, isn't it? What should be prioritised?
Effective clinical governance, so that people who are working in the hospital know how their team is performing, that they have a basis for comparison. There's good communication between groups, between the specialists in the same disciplines, because the biggest feature of this is the huge discrepancy between Crumlin and the other two hospitals. Mm-hmm. And that's quite extraordinary. So that can be dealt with. But it has to be, I don't think we should wait till the building is open and everybody's installed.
Well, that's a really interesting point. That's a really interesting point, because I think the new structure, the CHI structure, was put in place with a view to the new Children's Hospital. And if I'm not mistaken, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think clinical oversight was centralised as it opposed to being in each and every campus or hospital. Does that need to change now?
No. That was the plan, and it needs to be made happen, and it needs to be made work, because it does seem that this has not worked here.
Is there anywhere you can point to, Anthony, to say that is a good example of clinical oversight? Let's replicate that.
I think there's a lot of good examples. The various transplant services are superb examples. The cancer services are good examples. The children's cancer service in Crumlin is a great example. The cardiac services in Crumlin, which provide cardiac care for the whole island, another great example of effective clinical governance. So the governance, you know, the models are there.
Okay.
They need to be rolled out.
And the action needs to happen now, you say. Anthony Sains, Professor of Health Systems at DCU, thank you very much indeed beforehand. Padraig Rice is the Social Democrats Chair of the Health Committee.